You have tuned into the Wealthy Body Podcast, the go-to health and fitness podcast for CEOs, entrepreneurs, and elite marketers, where we show you and share with you the top strategies to seamlessly integrate health, fitness, fat loss, and performance into your busy schedule. So without further ado, I'm your host, Justin Feldman. Let's get into today's show. All right. This is episode number 5 of the Wealthy Body Podcast. I don't know why I keep introducing what episode it is. You can literally see on iTunes what episode this is. It may not even be the 5th episode. Maybe I added in ones before this. Who knows? But I figured I'll introduce it until I forget to introduce it, then I'll stop introducing it. With that being said, now that I just totally distracted you from the point of this episode, let's dive in. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about goal setting. Again, we talked about goal setting in the last episode, but I want to get deeper. I want to help you break through. I want to help you break through and finally, and this is, by the way, what I'm about to teach you is high-level stuff, but I'm going to simplify it into 15 minutes or less, and it's something that I use with my clients. It's a tactic that I learned from, his name's Dr. John Berardi. He has a PhD in nutrition and I think biology and nutritional sciences, something like that. He's this real smart guy, and he is super smart when it comes to psychology. He has an advanced nutrition course called Precision Nutrition, and they get really deep into the psychology of change, not only the physiology of change. And this is something that I use with all of my clients, and I want to give to you because once you understand this, goal setting and accomplishing your goals becomes easy. It becomes second nature. It becomes achievable, which is key, right? We want to actually, when we set goals, we don't want to just set goals for the sake of setting goals. Maybe you've set goals in the past and just like set them because it sounded cool. I know I've probably done that. You know, as like a high performer, you want to have these like crazy goals and you're like, yeah, I'm going to reach 10 billion people this year. But yeah, with that being said, when you set a goal, for the most part, you want to accomplish them, especially when it comes to your health and fitness. So, because at the end of the day, right, if you're not feeling good, if you're not looking good, how productive can you be? If you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't feel like a confident leader, or your brain isn't functioning properly, like you have brain fog and you can't think clearly and make fast decisions, how is that going to impact the rest of your life? It's going to, be negatively impacting you, right? So with that being said, let's talk about how to really accomplish your fitness goals, and not just accomplish them, make them last forever. And it comes down to the principle of the 5 whys. The 5 whys. It's a really good book. I always forget the name of it. You probably know the name. It's by Simon Sinek. I believe it's called Starts with Why. Starts with Why by Simon Sinek. He gets really deep into your why. And the thing with your why is having a goal is important, but understanding why that goal is important to you is exponentially more important. So in that book, he talks about how Apple, right? Apple, their technology is arguably the same or worse than a lot of PCs. I'm an Apple guy, so I feel weird saying that because I don't agree. But maybe computer design guys are listening to this, or coders or whatever. You probably be like, yeah, Macs suck. But there's a reason why people will buy iPods and iPads and MacBook Pros and MacBook Airs, and it's because they love Apple's why. It goes through marketing. They make things simple and easy for the end user. So having a powerful why is going to, I always say this to my clients, if you can have a powerful why, that's going to like drive you through the good and bad days. When people join, maybe this is you join a program or you start your health and fitness journey, you're going to be hot off the start. You're going to be motivated. You're going to be ready to crush it. But the reality is life happens. Life happens. And 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks in, Shit is going to go wrong. Someone in your family might pass away, or you're going to lose money, or your car is going to break down, or you binge on junk food. Something isn't going to go right. And if you don't have a strong enough why, you will fall off your goals. It is that simple. So what I want to talk about is how do you craft a why that's going to be powerful enough to push you through when life happens. And it's real simple. It comes down to the principle that John Berardi taught me, he's one of my mentors, Dr. John Berardi, is the five whys. It's number one, figure out what are your goals, right? Where do you want to be in 90 days? Do you want to lose 20 pounds of body fat while building 10 pounds of muscle, stripping down to 30-inch waist and having a six-pack for the first time in your life while attaining high levels of energy? If that's you, which a lot of the people I work with, that is their goals, then that's amazing. But why? Why is it important to you? And what you're going to do is you're going to grab a pen and paper or just think it in your mind if you're driving. Why is it important to you? And you're going to break that down five times. So a really good example of this is why is that important to you? You might say something like, well, I want to be able to feel confident with my shirt off. Okay, cool. Why is that important to you? And you might respond something like, well, I want to be able to attract the most beautiful girl into my life. Or maybe I have a wife and I want other women staring at me. Like, dude, I don't know your why, okay? But it's important to kind of think about this because there is a reason why. There's a reason why you want to look good. There's a reason why you want to feel good. There's a reason why you give a shit about your health and your fitness and your body and your mindset and your brain. There's a reason why you want it to be optimized. And the key with the five whys is getting down to the root. It could take six whys. It could take three whys. It could take 300 whys. But taking the time to figure out what the fuck is the true reason for my goal. Why do I care? Why is this important? And once you can get to the root cause, the root driver of your why, now you've got something powerful. Now you've got something that you can use as life gets tough, as things get hard, as obstacles come up. This is something that I work with each and every person to get extremely specific on it because the reality is life happens. We're human, and especially if you're an entrepreneur and you've got a crazy life and you're putting out fires all day, it is very easy to forget and just be like, oh, I'll work on fitness later. The why is, in my opinion, I can give you every strategy in the world. I can give you as much accountability in the world, which we'll talk about, but if you don't have a strong why, none of that matters. It's kind of like sitting in a race car at the beginning of a race. Maybe you're in a brand new Lamborghini Diablo and you're like about to race. Like, you got the whole car is tricked out. You're ready. You're excited. But you have no clue why you're even in the car. You're just like, why am I in this car? Like, I don't race. I don't know why I'm here. What is happening? If you don't have a reason for doing it, like, there's no reason to do it, right? And if it's a small reason, like, I want to try this racing thing out, like, you're not going to stick to it. You need to have a big mission. Do you think some of the top athletes in the world, do you think that they just go into their sport and just like, I'm going to play today? No, they want to win the championship. They want to be remembered as one of the greatest athletes of all time. LeBron James, do you think he walks into a game and he's just like, yeah, I hope I play good today. It doesn't really matter why. I just want to be a good basketball player. No, of course not. LeBron James wants to leave a legacy. Michael Jordan, Michael Phelps. I don't know why I keep going to Michaels. But anyways, you get the point. So getting a strong why is crucial. So my action steps for you, if you're listening to this and you want to take your health and your fitness to the next level, on this podcast, I'm going to give you a lot of tips and tricks. I'm going to bring on some experts in the field who will give you amazing hacks. But really, at the end of the day, first things first, you need to get a strong why. So go through the exercise, break down what is your goal, and then dive deep into at least five different reasons why. Just ask yourself, why is this important? Then why is this important? Then why is this important? And get to the root driver of your why. And I guarantee you, you'll have a much easier, effective, and fun time reaching your goals. Talk soon. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. You know the drill. I'm sure you listen to podcasts all the time. If you enjoy this content, if you're getting value out of this, please go ahead and give me a 5-star review, or just tell me if you don't like it. Like, literally go on there and tell me, yo, Justin, I don't like this content, just so I can know what it is that you're looking for and how I can improve the show. So without further ado, I'll let you get back into your daily grind. But again, thank you so much for tuning into the show. It means the world to me. Hope you have an amazing day. And as we say here at Wealthy Body, let your body lead the way. Talk soon.